Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Fry this beef stew. Fry this beef stew.
Hey, everybody. Let's get hot. This is Hot Talk Radio, and I'm Mimi, your host. And tonight, we have a special show for you. We are talking about why men cheat. And tonight, we have some guests that are going to be on the panel discussing it. It's going to be the ladies against the men. We have Big Stu, and we have Kay Nicole of Ladies Night. So, you know, we need to get into this topic. Hey, Cap,
yes.
Our producer Cap, what do you think about this topic tonight?
Well, I think women are curious. Women want to know why men cheat. And I won't drop the bomb right away, but I could sum it up in one sentence, why men cheat.
What's that sentence?
I'm not going to do that yet. I want to hear what everybody else has to say about it. But we know it's age old, it's been going on. Since the beginning of time, you know, men have cheated on their women. Men have always felt the need to have more than one female in their stable, so to speak.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, kind of doing some research. And, you know, there's some polls taken. A lot of men say that, you know, they cheat because they're bored or, you know, they need sexual variety. But we're going to explore this tonight. So this is a good topic. Because I know a lot of ladies want to know, and I'm sure a lot of men want to reveal, because, you know, they want their lady to be... Stop with that bell.
All right. Had to let you hear that. That's the you know bell for everybody out there. When we say you know, you're going to hear this.
Well, you know, the guys want their women to be... what they expect, and we're going to find out tonight what they expect of ladies.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this just to start off. Why do you think men cheat?
I think they cheat because they can. Because they can. I think if a lot of ladies didn't let them cheat or they give them a harder time, I think they wouldn't be able to get away with some things and they'll stop.
No, but why do they have the desire to do it? Why does a man want more than one female?
Well,
shouldn't one be enough?
Why do ladies want more than one shoe in their closet?
You're comparing women to shoes?
Yes, in a way.
Isn't that a little chauvinistic? You can't. You're incapable of being a chauvinist, and you made a chauvinistic statement.
Yes, but don't we all like variety?
Okay. If that's what you did, so you summing it up to variety. So that's why men do it, because they want variety?
No, not just variety. I think, like I said, I think they do it because they can get away with it, and they know they can get away with it in some cases. So that's what they do. Personally, I think that if you want to run around with women, you should do that as a single person. But, you know, some men want to have a girlfriend, and they want their cake and they eat it too, or a wife, or whatever.
Well, let me tell you why that happens, because women, for the most part, especially for younger dudes, and sometimes older dudes don't figure it out, but a lot of times the dude has to say, "Were you my girl?" because if they don't, then the cookie is not going to be available. And also, the dude wants all the cookies to himself, but he don't want anyone else to have some of the cookies. So if he says, "You're not my girl," that's telling the girl she can look around.
Well, that's not always the case. You know, I know some females that they don't necessarily want a relationship. You know, they just want what they want and go about their business too. So you never know. You might meet someone who wants the same thing that you want.
No, but
instead
let's be
of
real.
Trying to make it into a relationship and calling her your girl and all of that stuff,
Let's be real. 9 out of 10 women want a relationship. I'm going to say 9.5 out of 10. That's some half a woman, some midget lady who could care less about a relationship. They make up like 1% of the population. Most women want to have one man. And the men, I think after a while they realize that it's better in a lot of cases for them to have one woman because the juggling can get ridiculous. Now, if a dude can be honest and straightforward with every woman that he's dealing with, then, you know, if they accept it, then I don't think there's a problem with it if that's what they want.
Well, wouldn't you rather have less drama and instead of having your tires slashed and the windows busted out of your car and your clothes bleached, wouldn't you rather just have one woman and not act like a fool?
Well, hey, look, like I said, it's up to the dude. If the dude know what he's doing and he knows what to say and that's what he wants, then, hey, he can do it. But what we're going to do right now, for this topic, you know, we're going to start bringing in some people in a minute, but let's let everybody know what the real is. And usually you can let people know what the real is through song. So this is how we're going to do it. Have I ever cheated? Okay, now why am I being put in the hot seat, though? Because I'm a man. So, But according to women, just from being a man, you're automatically a cheater. So I think it wouldn't matter what I say. If I said no, you wouldn't believe me. Oh, yeah, come on. Come on, women always got one eye open, like what they got, Peter Gage and CBS. They looking, oh, this guy, he got to be doing something. I think also too, and we'll bring in two of our esteemed panelists. But I'll set it off with this. You talked about variety. The men want variety. And I'm going to say, in some cases, a man may feel like they're missing certain things with particular women, and then they kind of stray off to try and fulfill that need. So we're just weighing on that. We got DJ Big Stu. What's up, brother?
What's good, man? What's good, brother? How you feeling, man? How you doing, Mimi? What's going on? I didn't hear that. What you say, Cap?
He says, why do men cheat? The thing what? That every woman wants to know.
Oh, man, all right. I got five reasons. Let me start with the first one. First one is that you might not like it, but we are kings and we are meant to cheat. It started from back long before me and you was born. It started back in the Bible, you know, and I hate to say it. And if you look in Africa, you know, guys have more than one wives. So, and if you look at it, and even the Mormons, it's history. You know, it was made later on by the Pilgrims to have one wife. But if you go into the Indian history, go into the African history, you know, they all have more than one wife. So it's just in us to, you know, just that. And another thing is, I think that men cheat is because a lot of times men don't cheat because they don't love their woman. That's the myth. You know, most of the time men is deeply in love with their women when they cheat. I think men cheat because it's just like, how can I say it, man? It's just something that you can't stop. It's like it's just the conqueror. It's like conquering something. Brothers just be trying to conquer something. That's all it is. But then there's sometimes a situation where it just ain't working at home, or you and the person grew apart from each other. Those are situations too. But like, take a Tiger Woods. It was just Tiger just conquering whatever he could conquer. Kobe Bryant, yeah. It was just in their face.
Yeah, his dad's being thrown at him, mm-hmm. And he gives in for that moment.
And not to cut you off, Cap, but women always ask, why do men cheat? But the women be cheating with the men. The question should be, why do a lot of women cheat with married men? And no.
You'll never get women to group up on one accord or something like that because, as we had talked about before, women be in competition with each other anyway.
Exactly.
So it's
exactly.
Still, to them, they feel like they're getting over. Even though they're getting played, they feel like they're getting over because it's like, well, for the moment, he liked me better than he liked her.
I don't know. They go to your no button.
Yeah, But I guarantee you this, that same guy, before he became rich, he was thinking that way. He just didn't have the means. Yeah, but they want that anyway. Like I said, they just didn't have the means to do it. It's just like what Stu just said. It's like, when you're talking about the kings and the conquerors, it's just that maybe this particular lion, his mane isn't big enough and he's not strong enough, meaning interpretively, he hasn't figured that out yet, but he doesn't have the right tools to get all the different women that he wants.
Or his confidence.
He's in the limelight. He got the money. He has the tools necessary to, quote unquote, conquer.
Let's take Will Chamberlain.
He always wanted it.
Let's take Will Chamberlain for a second, Cap. He slept with over 5,000 women.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, look at that. If that's not showing you about conquering, that's what a man needs to conquer. And that's, I mean, Magic Johnson himself, you know, all the athletes, Donald Trump, everybody that's in power, you know, once they get to the power, that's when that thing really comes out, because that's when the female submits to that man. I hate to say it.
Exactly.
The power makes the female submit, and it makes it that much easier to cheat.
Okay, well, we still have to address the why.
Nicole over here having a fit, like we won't let her talk. You know, she's over here having a fit.
You know what? I think it's that time. I think it's time because, you know, Mimi, we're kind of outnumbering her right now. Let's bring in the host for Ladies Night. Miss
Hello.
So what you think, K. Nicole?
Why do men cheat? I clearly don't know. I mean, you know, but I think it's a cop-out for you fellas to talk about kings and queens and this is how it's supposed to be. Come on now. That's like you saying back in the day men was hunters. What you going to still do, chase animals around? No, so you got to have your own.
We go hunting,
too.
We go hunting. We go bear hunting.
All right,
deer
but
hunting.
Listen, when it comes to stuff like
rabbit
that,
hunting.
You know, all right, so
duck season,
come on, fellas. Y'all have both of y'all fellas have an instinct of a lot of things. How come the other instincts don't kick in? Only the cheating instinct?
No,
that's the other instinct. The other instincts kick in.
It don't seem
they
like it kick in a lot of situations. You know what I'm saying? But that cheating instinct be right there.
All right, let me ask you something. When there was just Adam and Eve, right? Right?
Okay.
Then there had to be one baby born, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think he didn't sleep around with, I hate to say it, but he had to sleep around with every baby that was born when they grew up just to make the population.
Well,
I mean,
okay. the views expressed by DJ Big Stu do not necessarily reflect the staff or the company.
I'm just saying, let's think about it. All right, Adam and Eve, they bang, all right, boom. Where everybody else came from?
I mean, if you go by the story.
Let's go by how we know how it's left to us to do it. We have to do it the way they did it.
No, don't talk like that. That sounds nasty.
I mean, I don't mean to say it, but let's think about it for real. They say Adam and Eve was first, right? I'm just going about everything that I said. Adam and Eve was first. All right, so who was the first baby?
Okay, well, maybe they had two kids and the two kids got at each other. Maybe he.
So, I mean,
yeah,
somebody had, you know, it had to be a lot of, you know, I mean, where Caligula came
from.
That's
why you definitely have to decipher or the book yourself, because it's
no. But just think about it. Well, how do we know about Caligula? How do we know about you know, all these other Roman kings and emperors? And they all did the same thing. They all had harems. There was all type of stuff going on. Every king had a room where he had every king. Every movie you see with a king, even in the roles, even in the Ten Commandments, every king had a bunch of women in the little room chilling, waiting for him to come get in the bathtub.
That's just because y'all need something to make y'all feel like something.
It was the beginning of time. It's part of the Ten Commandments.
It's
part of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, not on the inside.
It's the down low 11th commandment. It's the 10th commandment that you can't read.
But if you know, in all of those days, the women was, I guess, doing their things too, you know?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It was just going around. But then you come to a civilized life, and now you have a decision and choices to make.
What's a civilized life?
If you're talking about Caligula, like, they in the street doing all kind of stuff. You don't.
It's our
like
ancestors
came
it's
a little
driven into our blood.
Man.
It's like a thoroughbred horse or a purebred dog. It's genetic.
What's genetic? Cheating?
Maybe this will clarify a little bit. This is something that a woman can't understand, and Stu touched on a point about it. Being genetic, I think within all men, the urge to spread their seed and to quote unquote conquer, it's inherent in all of us.
I think so too.
What we do is we have to turn it off in order to make our significant other happy, or to make ourselves happy. But I think my personal feelings is it's automatically in us, because whether people get along with each other or not, we're guaranteed that the population of the human race will continue. Because if the man can't be with the woman and get along, or if the one woman that he pairs up with can't have kids, or if the person don't want kids, that urge to run and spread their seed, somewhere he's going to make a mistake and another life is going to be born. So I think it's implanted in us solely to keep the population of human beings going. Mm-hmm. But that don't matter. They're here now. It's put in us so that the human race won't die off. If everybody
thought
like
that,
well.
You know, Capra, I think you had a point there. I can take that point. I think you're right. I think you are built and equipped to want to replenish, and you know, just like the women be built and equipped to want to mother and want to change, and you know what I'm saying, and want to help. So I take that point.
And to want to nag. Y'all have a genetic nagging button that y'all got a long time ago from the queen. That's genetic with y'all.
Yo, listen, we had to do something if y'all was gonna be swinging around all the time. So we had to do something.
Yeah, we have to keep people in line, but you know. I think that cheating is learned behavior. You know, you guys always look at what the next guy is doing, and then you have to get in on the action. You know, I think it's learned from the fathers. The fathers are doing a certain thing or not teaching their sons a certain thing, and then next thing you know, the sons are out there doing the same thing that the father's doing or doing the same things that their friends are doing. You ever heard of peer pressure?
Well, I'm glad you touched on that, because, Cap, I'm going to say something that's deep, and you know what I'm going to say is true. A lot of men's first experience are running trains. I mean, a lot of men, the first time they've been with a woman is, I don't mean to say it, is when they be with two or three friends on that girl that's willing to sleep with more than one guy.
That wasn't how my first time went down.
I mean, not yours. I'm not saying every guy, but I'm not saying your first time, Cap, but I'm saying, let's be honest, like a lot of guys, you know that, you know, that's the first time they got. A lot of guys' first time haven't been like a woman's first time, like it be special. A lot of guys get their first one off of that neighborhood tramp, you know. I ain't gonna lie, you know. A lot of guys, cause there's
so,
a lot of neighborhood tramps that broke virginities with these guys, you know.
That's
just
But that makes you cheat because you got
to... But I'm just trying to tell you... No, you said where it comes from. I'm just trying to tell you how it starts. Like, you know, it be that, you know,
you
start
right.
playing
I think
one catch and chance.
Behavior.
You know, we start early
but
with
I
one
also
catch
think
and chance.
That you just never was taught how to... The difference. Like, if you have a real father sometimes, and sometimes even, you know, them stern mothers can show their sons the difference between swinging around...
Dad could be really real, but when he slide over to the bar with the homies, he's doing the same thing. I don't mean to say
exactly.
Like, I mean that's
so
how back in the days. Back nowadays, a lot more brothers is being faithful because of the disease that's going around, AIDS and all that. Now you got the faithfulness, but back in the days,
slows a lot of people down.
That slows a lot of brothers down. You know, that's why it's really good to be just with one person now because you got to protect yourself now. But I'm gonna tell you this. Back in the days when our parents was alive, you know, that's what Dad did. He went to work. He went home after a hard day of work and struggling with the powers that be and everything. He went home to that neighborhood bar. Another thing you see on television a lot, you always see Dad go to the bar after work, whether he's a cop, construction worker, whatever. He goes in that neighborhood bar, and once again, there's that lady that's willing and ready after a couple of sips and drinks, and you end up cheating. But it's not like he's cheating, I love this person. No, it's just to conquer, to just... You don't have a gadget
tapo.
In the middle of your legs to understand how it works.
You just go to the bar and have a drink, and now you're sleeping. So the next time you go to the bar and have a drink, your lady should be like, where the hell is he? Because he might be with the neighborhood tramp.
Well, I say this. You know, the urges and things of that matter are there. It's up to the man to say, mm-hmm. okay, I'm not going to do it. You know, but it never goes away. That's instilled. And I got to myself with the bell. Hold up. You know bell.
I'm going to tell you something. The urge is there for both sides. Let me tell you. It'd be like that. Maybe the men just best to express it in a different way. Maybe,
nah,
I don't know.
It's
more women
got a different
sneakier.
Urge,
women always talk about men, but women be more sneakier. They the biggest cheaters. Biggest cheaters.
I can agree with that.
Women are the biggest cheaters.
Women know how to cheat in a way where their man is not going to find out.
Yeah, you find out 5 years
later. Men are a
little
bit more sloppy with it.
You find out 5 years later
and two kids
later that the kid is not yours, and that's how you find out.
You are
not the father, you know. You see that all the time. She fall down to the ground and run to the back.
Right.
You just tell me you don't see that.
I think it's time I dropped the bomb, man.
I think
I want to tell you guys the number one reason.
Go ahead.
Tell them the number one reason.
The number one reason why men cheat. Ready?
The
number one reason. Because the man is guaranteed an orgasm.
That's it. All right, you ain't gonna die.
I think that sounds absolutely crazy.
No. Okay,
like
let me break
pizza.
It down.
It's like
crazy.
Pizza. It's like
let
pizza.
Me break down.
That's not really why I cheat. That's kind of why women cheat.
Let me break down to you women why that makes sense. And it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but we gotta be real. With women, a lot of for the most part, you guys need a certain connection. So you can't randomly pick any dude. You might not get pleased. He might not even know how to please you. So you're taking a risk with this dude that you might waste your night and get nothing out of it. A man, if there's friction, there's a nut that's going to be bust. It don't matter. He might say, well, she wasn't as good as this other one. But for that couple of seconds when you bust, it feels just like everyone else.
It's just like pizza.
So if that's the case,
whether it's
go
bad,
with
it tastes good.
So if that's the case, go with your lady and do that with her.
Sometimes the lady don't want to do it as many times as the man wants to do it. So he runs around and keeps on going.
And, you know, sometimes the lady ain't as kinky as the other lady. You know what I mean? You know, that'd be a lot of effect, too, with
that's
men,
because
too,
you just ain't bring it out of your woman. You just don't know how to bring it out of your woman.
I mean, you know, you might be right, but sometimes it's already out of the other woman. You know what I mean? It's like it's already out of her. You ain't got to bring it out of her. She come to the basketball game with it already out of her, you know? She open her bag and attack you, you know? Sometimes we get hit with sunshine, we can't help it. It's supposed to be like, I don't want to do it no more. But you get that sunshine, and it's over. You're running to that girl at sunshine, and it's over.
Why not find someone that you feel like you're compatible with?
See, when it comes to sunshine, it ain't got to be compatible. Sunshine could be dumb as a doorknob, but it's just the shine that she bring when the right time comes. You ain't got to talk to her afterward, and sometimes that's the best thing about it. She sit right there and just be dumb, and you be like, all right, whatever. That's the best thing about it. Then got to come home to you and got to explain and understand, and, you know, that I'm just being real with you with men. Sometimes, you're right. I agree.
Yeah, you know,
it's like, all right, she here, she don't care about nothing. All she cares about some Chinese, some chicken wings, and some fried rice, and we just going on and on and on and on. Now you come home to the wife, and you got bills, you got that, you got the kids, you got this, you got that, and it's like, oh,
right.
Okay.
Still a cop-out.
It's not a cop-out. It's just we giving you women the reasons why men cheat. Not, you know, every man have a different reason, you know. The men who do cheat, but men always get to a point in their life where they will not cheat. That's the one thing about men, that once we get to a point that we're ready to settle down and we don't want to mess around, we won't cheat, and we'll be. But we're basically talking about younger men or men who's like really not seriously about their relationships. You know,
right? I think that if you're really happy at home and if you love your lady, then that's not something you're going to do. Because you don't want to, because this is the person you in love with, and that's the person you want to be with and stay with.
And then for the cougars out there, once you get that guy that's 24, now these be women that's 45 and get a dude 22 and expect him to be faithful to you. You got to understand, the only reason why he's with you because you're letting him hold the car, because you got good credit cards, you might cook a little good. You do the old lady sex thing with the young dude.
No, I agree with you.
You
got a 22-year-old. You got a little boy. I don't know what you're expecting from him.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. That's just like Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. And look what happened. And I knew that wasn't going to last. But, you know, I had a friend who was older.
Or everybody who Elizabeth Taylor been with, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. I had a friend who was older that was like, well, what's wrong with those two being together? And I was like, it's not going to work out. You know, he's a young man. He's never had kids before. You know, he probably hasn't experienced that real Hollywood groupie life. Mm-hmm. So him marrying an older woman like Demi Moore, it's just not going to work out. And look what happened.
And, you know, he's going to bring his homeboys over to play PlayStation. When you, from the age, a young man from the age of 19 to 35 is still playing PlayStation with the homeboys. I'm telling you that now. He got a good job. He's going to have 3 days. His homeboy sitting in the living room playing PlayStation with him.
Yeah.
Coming to watch the fight. You know, that's how it is, you know. And
you know what, though?
Like, oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bad steward.
Go ahead.
On that note, we're going to jump into this quick song, and then we're going to come back with another host, another esteemed host from Block Talk Radio.
I think we should bring back Mama Kim and Russ Drinks on Russ in the building.
So look, let's do this. We played Man's World, so we got another little ring a ding here.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it brings a fall of pain.
Yeah, he made about three films. Three films, made a little bit of money, got a name for himself. He's good.
Of course, we wanted to see how he looked. We just wanted to see the cook.
What's she doing
Nicole,
now? Ain't nobody going to want her crazy ass now. I'm going to tell you that. Now, she's lonely.
I heard she works in the butcher shop now. Yeah.
She's sleeping with her axe in the bed by herself.
That's all right. It got
her,
my
her
back.
Axe. Her axe.
She's got a problem.
Trust me, ain't nobody, not even a woman want to sleep with her right now. A woman mess around and feel like she'll cut her breasts off.
Listen, the other side of the axe got another equipment on it.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm just saying, she's going to have to, the only person she can be with is a blow-up doll or a piece of equipment, because she's going to have to spot something that she can cut up every time she gets mad and just buy another one.
As long as you in line, we good, you know, as long as we...
She actually, I know what she does now.
What she does?
she has a hot dog stand now.
Only if you get out of line, that's it.
Lorraine with Bob and Hot Dog, be frank.
Huh?
You know, she was famous for about 50 seconds.
In half,
exactly.
No, that's just the outcome of how hurt the female be when they go through this with a man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you could just let them know, like.
But what happened to half? You don't think we'd be hurt when they made that term, I got half? We was hurt. Y'all rolled with I got half, fool, all that for years. Women, ain't nothing going on but the rent. All the songs
Listen,
y'all played.
Cause, come on, you know why women singing that, because some of the fellas started
I'm a superwoman.
Like they didn't know what was supposed to be happening no more.
You know, and let me tell you something. We got one song for a man, and y'all couldn't even let us have that joint by ourselves. R. Kelly came with I Believe I Can Fly. Y'all had to jump on the bandwagon and share it with us. Made it like a woman song, too.
Oh, my God.
Man.
He's
not
giving R. Kelly his song, please.
Huh? I'm just saying, every time a man get a song, the woman got to jump on it. It's for all of us.
It don't be that way. It be y'all copying our songs.
No, y'all came out with, it started with Betty Wright, Woman to Woman. It started with her. And then every woman that's mad want to make a I Hate a Man song. Then it came Shoot. And We the Next Hell.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how the brothers be hurting the women.
Then we became scrubs.
And queens stuff.
You know, just because we riding on the passenger side and trying to rap to y'all, we a scrub. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can't be a cool dude riding on the passenger side of my man car and trying to talk to a woman. Well, I got to be a scrub because I'm on the passenger side. I can have a good job and be on the passenger side. My car could be in the car wash. I could be getting a car next week. I could be saving my ones up to get a car. It don't make me a buddy. I'm a scrub. Come on.
You know
what women do.
That's what makes
them
cheap, too.
That's
what makes Lucy
cheat
too.
Turn into a girl and a woman.
Oh, y'all always say that. Y'all always say that too. The woman turn into a girl when she see that dollar sign.
Yeah.
No, boo.
She's like, I'm a woman. See that dollar sign. Hey, baby, how you doing?
No, boo. It depends on the woman that you got, sweetheart. It's not about the dollars all the time. It's what you can give that don't cost you nothing.
You know what, man?
You know how to use your imagination.
Yo, Cap, I think they teaming up on. I think we got one more brother that can really break them down on what a woman is.
Let's balance the scale here.
Oh,
yo, Russ,
what the deal?
Yeah, yes. Boy.
How y'all doing? How many?
Yo, Russ, what you feel about this, man?
I'm gonna tell you what I feel about it, but let me do this first. Hi, Mimi. Hi, K. Nicole. Hi, Mama. I ain't hear your last name, but hi, Mama. How y'all doing?
It's Kim, baby.
How you doing anyway?
Mama Kim.
But I'm going to tell y'all why men cheat. I have several reasons. The whole panel, y'all are right. The whole panel, when it comes to certain reasons why men cheat. Like Stu said, when Adam and Eve was here and they had sex, right?
Break it
and
down,
Adam
brother.
And Eve was here and they had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam did whatever he did to Eve. there was somebody else in this world that we do not know about that he went and had sex with too. You understand what I'm saying? The population in the world at that time was this Adam and Eve. But there was somebody else in this world that Adam had sex with to make the population more. You understand what I'm saying? I feel that Stu is right. Another thing that I have to say, I have my girlfriend with me, and she do want to say something after I get through, but let me finish telling y'all. Another reason why men cheat, sometimes a man, like Muslim men, I heard y'all speak about Muslim men. A Muslim man is allowed to have seven wives, long as he treat all seven wives the same. If one wife has a house, the next wife and the next wife and the next wife supposed to have a house.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? I have Muslim people in my family, and that's the way it is. A Muslim man supposed to have seven wives. Y'all females, I want to big up to y'all females because, yo, y'all females went through a struggle, and now y'all came to part, and y'all about to do it. Another thing why men cheat. A man cheats sometimes because of financial things. Like, for instance, a man could be going with a female, right? And him and his female live in this building. But then there's another female upstairs that got a nice job, looking good, fatty, and she needs something on the side. So, you never know. He may be creeping upstairs doing what he got to do financially, and she may be paying him.
Oh, goodness.
What's the oh, my goodness, sweetie? Because I'm speaking the truth. Why you ask me why
I'm
men cheat?
Truth. So, if I had me on the side, the same little dude, and I could just go up there and creep on and get the couple of dollars and come back and share with you too?
Some men do that. Some men do have sex for financial reasons.
You cheating for financial reasons now? Look, y'all just got all excuses.
Women do it.
Okay,
women have been saying y'all cheat for financial reasons forever.
I'm just pointing you out.
One reason, I got you, Russ.
I'm just pointing you out reason because, you know, y'all females, let's not sleep. Y'all females are sneaky, and y'all do y'all thing on the quiet tip.
I don't know.
And y'all never get busted. And y'all never get busted, but a man do because, you know, our stuff
cheating.
Come to light.
It'll be in your mind.
Huh? Okay, check this out. I have several reasons to talk to you about this. Like, for instance, last night, I'm hanging out with the fellas, drinking beer and doing what I do, play cards.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Hey, my girlfriend is here. There's nothing to hide because I'm going to let it all out the bag. I'm going to let it all out the bag.
We got an on-air beating in a minute. You better be careful.
Okay, why do men cheat? I wasn't doing nothing last night, and I got accused of cheating. I'm chilling with the fellas and everything. Sometimes y'all do get on a man's nerve. That a man be like, yo, well, I might as well just go ahead and just cheat. Right? That's sometimes a reason, I think. Y'all ladies don't think so?
Because you got on your nerve. Another excuse.
Oh,
sure. I guess
that's
all excuses, man.
I just have
to get on out of nerve.
So we
Bring
need to just
down,
start
brother.
Cheating. I think we need to just make it even.
Just make it even? There's reasons why a man cheat. We supposed to do what we supposed to do.
You mean you're going to have to bring us on for the why women cheat now?
Really?
Huh?
Really?
Y'all don't,
you mean you're going to have
to
do
that? I think that a man's supposed to do what he's supposed to do with no problem. Like, for instance, I have, no disrespect, I have three baby mothers. I have three baby mothers, and I take care of each and every last one of them the same way, and all of them know about each other. There's nothing to hide after you get to a certain point. There's nothing to hide when you get to a certain point. You understand what I'm saying? And y'all ladies may feel that we are wrong, but we are put here on this earth for a reason.
To conquer.
For a reason. for a reason, to spread them genes and make this world the way that it is.
So you
now,
get one
no disrespect
woman
to y'all ladies,
and
huh?
you love her and you spread a whole bunch of seeds. Why can't you just spread them seeds with one person?
Okay, okay. Here go another reason. Now, I done told you all that. I done told you all that, right? I just now had a baby girl, about a month and 2 days ago from my girlfriend that's with me right now. There's no reason after I done went through, there's no reason for me to go out and cheat because I already done been there, done that. I'm not looking forward of that. Not looking forward of that because what I did in the past is in the past.
In the past. It's when men are younger.
Past.
So you saying that women should just succumb to y'all cheating until y'all get tired?
No, we're not saying that. We're saying that men usually cheat when we're younger or when we're unhappy.
That's right. That's right. And some
so
men
why don't you just get somebody you're happy with? What is the problem?
You have
that's why
to,
we cheating.
You have to kick rocks until you find a happy
cheating
rock.
With somebody we happy with. That's what we're doing. But
kick
you don't know yet.
Kick rocks until you find a nice rock. And that's
you don't
what
know
you
yet.
Have to do.
You know, you can't see, Tyler Perry said the best, man. And ever since Tyler Perry put us up on this, we don't just run and do this. We don't give up 80% for 20% now, you know. A lot of brothers used to give up the 80% for 20%, and then he messed up. So now brothers be like, all right, listen, I'm a roll the dice with this 20% as long as I can. Keep my 80%. It's just simple mathematics. It's just the geometric
system.
Simple
mathematics.
It's just the way of the
God. Before you guys continue, one sec. Let me make sure Mimi's mic is on. Mimi. Can you hear Mimi?
Not too much.
No,
she's low.
I think the mic is off. Okay. Continue to say we're going to fix that problem.
Yeah, so basically, you know, it's just mathematics, geometric, however you want to call it, scientific reasoning.
It
comes from Nostradamus, Shakespeare.
The real person that really needs to probably cheat is the woman because
and
you even said it. Big
y'all
big
do.
And y'all
do. Not we not guaranteed a
but you know
so
what y'all end up with when y'all cheat? Let me tell you what y'all end up when y'all cheat. Let me tell you what y'all end up when y'all cheat. Y'all end up on Murray Porvich's show and talking about who's the father.
That's a sloppy one.
Then you run in the back, you fall down to the ground.
That's not a real woman.
You fall down to the ground. I don't believe it. It was your girl.
No, those are actors. Those are not even real people that have babies. Those are all actors.
Nah, that's a real girl.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Women do cheat because all three of us men definitely know. When you take a female.
But the reasons why is because something is missing. It's not really. Because of all the reasons the men put out there, we're destined to exist. You know, y'all just got a lot of excuses. I can understand you saying, you know what, this person just is, I'm not completely happy with her. I'm just not completely happy with the way this relationship going. But you know what, it'll probably free you if you just let that person know, like, I'm not really happy with you.
Exactly, and you just walk away.
You know what I'm saying? And you just do you. Instead of sitting there in a miserable relationship and carrying somebody with you.
See, you know what? That's not how the game is played. I don't know. Y'all talk about that, all my children stuff. That's not how it's played.
Because
it's
because
played
no,
like that.
I think men stay in it.
Now you only
in it.
Give your excuses for why you do it in a relationship. No, that's just an excuse. You're a grown man.
And
you got your own mind. You got your own decision. If you're not happy, then you're not happy.
But like we said, it doesn't mean that a man is not happy. It's just the
concept. It doesn't.
A man could be happy as hell.
And you can't tell me it because your woman don't do it, right? So you still not happy.
It don't
got to
be none of that. It
just
got to be.
At the right time, then it's just you're still not happy.
It just comes back what we're saying. It's just being the king that we are. We can't help
that's
it.
Just,
men can't help it. Till we get
y'all,
it, till we
y'all
tired.
Egos
we can't. It was proven in movies. We can't help it.
So what if about the women being the queens that they are and they cheat?
Cleopatra was a whore. Now, I don't mean to say it, but Cleopatra slept with slaves. Samson, she cut his hair when he didn't want to hit it no more. Come on, y'all do the same thing.
Right. Cleopatra did it because she could do it.
female,
if
she was whipping.
Cleopatra was rich and she was whipping men down to the ground. There are many women, Elizabeth Taylor, Madonna. Come on, we can go on. Robin Givens. We can go on and on and on and on and
on. No, we're not saying women don't cheat. Of course they cheat.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, we know women cheat, but women cheating is different
and
from...
You got look at all them women. Yo, Russell, look at all the women who go out with Hugh Hefner. You can't tell me cheating ain't on their mind for the dead step through the door. It only takes
you know
a couple
what?
Of drinks.
Cheat. Look at Hugh Hefner.
A couple
Hefner
of drinks.
90,000 years old.
But, I mean, they marrying him. They marrying
so
him.
That's
then they got mad when the young dude...
That's
then the whole world got mad when the young dude was going to marry Aretha Franklin. But they don't marry, mind a woman marrying. Look at the basketball wives.
All right, but
she's
look at
going out with
Aretha
Big Papa.
Franklin. Who was Big Papa? We still don't even know. Big
but
Papa
he was an old man.
Old.
We knew that.
He's not that old.
He wasn't old.
I'm talking about Big Papa
player.
From Basketball Wives. The white,
he was
the white
a basketball
girl,
player.
Kim.
He wasn't old.
That's not Basketball Wives.
That's,
what's that?
That's
no, Real Housewives of
Atlanta.
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 I mean, it's all the same, but it's not the same show.
But yeah,
no,
but he
that,
was supposed
but
to be an older dude,
Big
right?
Big was supposed to be a music,
no,
or a music mogul or something like that.
Oh.
No, he's a real estate developer. But he's not old.
Now he's cheating too.
Yeah, he's cheating. He got a wife.
Say, yeah,
he has
a
wife.
It's about
actually.
An ego boost, man. You
look
get
at
it. They do man to your woman when you broke.
Look
you need a couple
Fantasia.
Of dollars. Now you can pay for the coochie.
What about Fantasia?
And y'all know how to make it. What about Fantasia? She cheated, did a whole bunch of stuff, and made y'all feel sorry for her. She cheated on a lady.
He didn't feel sorry for her. He cheated.
Had a baby.
He had a wife.
Had a
he
baby.
Had a wife.
And she still had a baby.
And he moved, and he left his wife for a woman with money.
Exactly.
Y'all just got
more of this is what I was going to say. I think a lot of men stay for convenience. They don't stay
because they
stay for convenience, and they'll just cheat on their woman knowing that they're not happy with her, but there's something that they're getting out of it. So it may be shelter. It may be some money of some sense. So
the
they'll
real
stay
whore.
With her. Huh?
The real whore.
Well, hey, they'll stay with the woman. And they're not happy,
they're just
so what about Halle Berry? What's Huck saying?
What about her?
Yeah,
what,
exactly.
She like, she get on everybody's nerves.
Yeah.
I don't
right.
see
well,
no, I mean, black, white, Chinese,
listen.
Nobody like her.
Okay, but if that's how he leave her.
No man
yeah,
like
but
her.
There you go. But listen, she ain't lead you on, she just left
the white
you
guys
on.
Gave her back.
Halle Berry could have had it, could have cheated with anybody. So
the white guy gave her
husband,
back.
You know, she ain't cheat on him.
But listen, the white guy gave her back. When the white guy give you back, it's over.
She likes to be alone. That's what, leave her alone. That's her business.
She's probably just a fan. If I can say, you know, she's on TV and everything.
Listen, she just don't mind her pool boy, and that's all.
Here's the old saying.
Yo,
Cap,
what? You find a pretty woman. Why do girls cheat? I mean, men cheat.
I said
men cheat.
We need to bring it back and do why women cheat.
Why do women cheat? Okay, let's break this down.
No,
really.
Hold on, Mimi. We got Russ's.
No, we go.
She's gonna chime in and tell us why men cheat.
Who?
But
Russ.
No,
Russ. You're gonna come back another time for the women.
Oh, okay. This is great.
Hi, hello. My name
Let's
is Patricia.
Hi, Trisha.
Hello.
I
think men cheat because they are selfish and they want to have their
thing
too.
Exactly. And
they only want to satisfy themselves, so they feel that if they cheat, they won't get caught, but eventually they will. Also, they cheat because their girl may not be giving it to them right, so they find love and affection elsewhere. That's
they
why I think men cheat.
Yeah, they need an ego boost. They need somebody to make them feel better.
What
no,
about when women say they cheat because they're missing that father figure in their life?
Selfish.
That's a bunch of crap, too.
No, I don't think that's a bunch of crap.
Cheating
I think that's very
selfish.
True.
No,
what
if
like, I
cheated
because
I
didn't want my father home. So what, dad was going, if dad was home, you've been cheating with dad? Today, well, what makes sense that mean? You said, well, I cheated because my father wasn't home. I was looking for love in another man.
you the love you giving another man is not the same love you're supposed to give your dad. So
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
problem.
You need a man to teach you how to be a man, how to take care of your family, how to do certain things as a man.
But as a woman, when women say that, don't have that father figure.
Right?
But what about
exactly.
when women
a
say
lot of
that?
Men don't have that.
But women say this. A lot of women say this, that they, like, especially women that be running around fast, they say they used to look for love in the wrong places because their father wasn't there. How can you explain that? You're not going to make love to your father. So what
no,
does that have to
father,
do?
A father is a head of the household. There's a lot of things a father can teach a male child and a woman child. And when you are absent, when you have that absent figure from your life, there's a lot of things that go wrong. When you growing up and as an adult and you have nobody to look up to, you have nobody to teach you, okay, this is what a man should do for you and this is what a man should do. And when you don't have that, that's when the problem starts. So, yes, when you have that absentee father, there's a lot of things that go wrong with that.
It's the same as the men when they have the older women. They searching for something, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's searching
you got some men that want some old women.
Experience
is searching for. Experience now.
You got older women, you got old. Sometimes they be overboard. They be searching for something too.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes the older women, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they've been around the bed and back.
She's an experienced female. I understand that.
And she don't ask no. She don't nag you. She don't ask no questions. No? Go
it's the same thing of being happy. If you're not happy, then this do you. You could just be single with all these women. Why you have to have a woman and then have all these extra women?
These women are still not understanding
the
science.
Let me tell you, when I was a teenager, talking about experience, when I was a teenager, I was 18. I had a woman that was 35. And we talk about knowing what they're doing. I knew. You know, come by. She get the little Newport and the Heineken. If she had that man, I already knew what was going to happen. There was no game.
But you wasn't in a committed relationship, kids and all that.
I wasn't in a relationship.
You wasn't strong to do what you're supposed to do.
Listen,
he went there more than
fast.
2 times a week. It was a relationship.
Yeah. But for that moment,
that's what it was.
I never forget it. Heineken and a Newport, I knew. As soon as she had it in her hand, I knew. And I had to play games. I had to keep feeling and trying to figure out if she's going to say yes. And I already knew.
You ain't had to show your emotions?
Nothing.
Oh, God. And you got with that old-ass lady. Listen.
Yeah, you said that
Listen, it's crazy because these little boys, they fast too. Like, I have a little boy in my building where I live, and he's trying to talk to me all the time. He's 16 years old. He told me the other day, I'm 16. Can I get your number? I said, no. I'm thinking, what is this little boy think he's going to do to me? He thinks he's going to take me out? I mean, what is he thinking?
We learn young. We learn young.
What does this little boy do for
aim
me?
High.
Give you an orgasm.
Make you do something strange for some change, and
you
know that's what it be.
No,
and
I doubt
that. You know
you're
gonna be paying that little young boy. Come by my house for a little $25.
There's a lot of little boys out here dating older women. There's a lot of girls 25 years old with that little 17-year-old boyfriend living in downstairs in their building.
There's nothing that 17-year-old boy could ever do for me.
You start with your babysitter. You start with your mother's friend. You start with your, I'm saying.
That is so true because one of my baby's mothers got me by 7 years. I thought she was my age.
Exactly.
And y'all do be robbing the cradle, so men
y'all
rob
the
cradle
first.
Y'all raise
y'all
the cradle
first.
Every
dude that had a...
Those women are wrong, too.
Every man been robbed of his cradle. Most men, virginity, unless they grew up with their childhood love, but most men, cradle was robbed by an older girl.
Yes,
straight
I agree with that.
Can I say something for the Cougars? I gotta understand older women. Women don't reach their peak until they hit 40, baby. What you think you're doing at 19, 20, or 30? Baby, watch out when you turn 40. You're going to leave that young buck because your old daddy ain't going to be able to keep up. That's why cougars be called cougars.
See, we have reasons. Okay. It's because it's something missing.
Yes. Exactly.
It's something missing. It's definitely Papa Stamina is going to end up. So the cougar need young boy with Stamina. Understand that one?
Well,
that's
don't.
Why men cheat because you women don't kick in until 40.
That's why women have concrete reasons for cheating. We have concrete reasons, and we can run them down to you for
let
real.
Let me tell you something. We kicked in from birth to death, you know, it worked all the time.
Let me tell you something, man. We you know, that young girl, while you waiting to get 40, that year we laying down and that young girl kicking in.
Listen, we were
laying
the
down to sleep.
What are you talking about?
You know? Y'all only got about 4 more years after y'all reach your peak, and then y'all get that other thing, and then it's over. Let me tell you something. Y'all got 4 more years after y'all reach your peak, and then your engine stop, and then it's over. Then we got another
problem.
No,
engines
never
stop.
That's
why they
never
stay
40s around that blue pill.
The ocean.
I don't think they stop. Look at
the
young
man. Water
gets
dry and the ocean turns to sand and it don't be the same.
You know,
kind
of younger men. You know, and then.
And you know, like about 50. Like
it don't never
50.
Stop. Let me tell you, it
yeah.
don't stop. Working.
Like about 50, unless you a dirty old lady, and there's a few of y'all out there.
Be a dirty old lady. Why would you be a dirty old lady?
Grandma, about you know, dirty old grandma still wearing Uggs and spandex, trying to be done. Unless you with a blonde wig, and you know what I'm saying,
oh,
and an earring in your nose. Unless you one of them, oh, and a tattoo at 50 something on your wrinkled ass. If you one of them old ladies, right? Then, you know, then, but, you know, the regular old lady, the sand
don't
stop.
Working.
The sand
don't stop. That's why
go down there, that shit.
Stop.
Go down there, it's gray.
Yours is gray, too. What you said, what?
Yeah.
Y'all, oh, yours is gray, too.
Make sure it's just like women down there. It don't make a difference. Everybody turns gray down there.
Women
so
turn faster.
We don't even have no hair down there no more after a certain
y'all be cutting it because y'all be...
We don't have to cut it.
Y'all know.
It just trims itself.
It turns to a cane.
Hold on one second, everybody. This is D2Radio, blogtalkradio /D2Radio.com, Facebook /D2Radio, Twitter also. There's some people who, we know we got a lot of people listening, but if any of you guys want to talk and weigh in on this topic that we, I mean, this is supposed to be a half an hour show, and we going in, call 914-338-1685. And if you're already on the line listening, just hit that number one so that we can see that you want to weigh in on this. Because this topic is crazy.
Yeah, hit that number one. And let these fellas have it.
338-1685.
Because the women need help.
No, the men need help.
We already know why y'all cheat.
Yeah, the women need help.
Why y'all excuses.
Y'all cheat just because you want to cheat.
Right.
That's
okay.
Because
you want
to.
Just
because you want to. That's all to it. Because
yep.
you want to.
I think we have a caller,
y'all. Yeah, we have a caller, y'all. Hold on, everybody.
Let me see, man.
Yeah, because y'all need help.
No, y'all need help.
It probably was a lady, because it seemed like they ran when we said we have
a
call.
Yeah,
he shot away. That was a dude.
Don't be scared.
Lady. Oh, my God. We all went.
Y'all, Sabino is not shying away. She's ready to get in right now.
Yo, all right, you know what we're going to talk about? Let's talk about the celebrity cheats. The dude, and I bet you it's more... dirty, low-down women in the game.
It's never
going
to be the more women than
Word.
Men.
Look at Veronica Fox. She's
still
robbing the
Alan.
Cradle.
The only person y'all can talk about is Tiger
cradle.
Woods with us. That's it.
What?
Tiger Woods
Vivica
with us. That's all y'all can talk about. That's all y'all can talk about.
We can go down the line.
Who?
Of men cheaters. Tiger
Who?
Woods. Michael Jordan.
Let's just say all athletes. Let's just lump them together.
All the athletes ever played at played any kind of sport.
And all the women. Robin Givens and her mother cheated enough with every athlete for every woman and man and womankind.
Listen,
and her mother, and her mother was giving away gonorrhea. That's a damn shame.
Oh, no.
That old lady was giving gonorrhea. Dave Winfield gonorrhea in the clap.
I never heard that before.
You didn't hear that before?
No.
I heard that before.
But,
that's what happens when y'all want them cougars. That's what
you
happens.
Heard that, right?
Yeah.
No, I never heard that.
I heard it before.
Kim, you heard that before.
I heard that before, but then look at Magic Johnson with the
AIDS.
Right.
Well, Magic Johnson.
And you can imagine how many women he didn't probably spread it to that didn't come out.
Well,
he didn't get that from a man.
Well, what about Vanessa
Del Rio? How you know? He traveled around
right.
with a lot of men. How you
what
know?
About,
undercover brothers. Undercover brothers.
He admitted that he cheated on his wife.
You got undercover
and that he
sisters
was a sex
too.
You
got an undercover sister
really
that all y'all love. You got an undercover sister that everybody loves and nobody likes to talk about her. And she's one of the most famous black celebrities, and she's been an undercover sister in the rap game for a long time.
Oh yeah,
and
she's
still ain't spread nothing to nobody. She's still ain't giving nobody nothing.
You talking about Queen Latifah?
No, she just said undercover brothers. I just said, y'all got an undercover sister that's been undercover for
a
long time.
We knew that since the rap game, too.
Huh?
We knew that since the rap game, too.
Queen Latifah, you said her name. And Monica.
Monica?
Wow. But they have class with their actions. They have class. Whenever they do behind closed doors, they stay behind closed doors.
What did Monica do?
There's nothing rolling out.
And what about, let's go to this one. What about, y'all forgot that Nicki Minaj used to go out with Remy Ma. Y'all forgot how Remy was in prison.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you how money changed a woman and make a woman change her whole thing. We were just talking about money cheating and all that, right?
Right.
Let me show you. She used to dress like a boy, Nicki Minaj. Go back and do your history. Do you remember that time?
I've seen her. I've seen her.
Huh? You seen her, right?
Seen her.
Then she dressed like a boy, right? Tomboy.
That girl that was saying she was, that they were putting to say it was Nicki Minaj, that wasn't Nicki Minaj. The one that was saying she was messing with Remy Ma, that wasn't her.
They got her rapping. And she had on a little tomboyish type outfit.
There was some other chick that was saying it kind of looked like Nicki. That wasn't Nicki.
But we strayed from the topic. We talking about cheating. We not talking about.
He was cheating
the
with a girl.
Man.
What?
And Remy was cheating on my man Raheem at that time. That's the truth of the story. Remy was cheating.
Well, we never said women don't cheat, but there may
be
a reason why Remy was cheating.
The point is that y'all cheat more than men, but y'all always bring up why men cheat.
We don't
cheat
more
than
y'all.
Got more cheaters.
Y'all cheat.
No, y'all don't cheat after y'all cheat. Y'all cheat when times get tough. Y'all cheat when there's financial problems. Y'all cheat. Y'all cheat when the worst time. Y'all cheat. And when y'all cheat, y'all treat a man bad. Y'all get with your friends. Y'all be dissing a man and talk bad about a man and get with your friends. And y'all always got that know-it-all big mouth, talk about misery loves company friend who been dumped by 16 dudes but always trying to get you and your man to break up so you can go hang out with her.
Okay, but let's keep it real. Do men know how to really court a woman and really treat her like a lady and treat her the right way and expect her to, you know, be there for you? You're not treating her right, so no, she's not going to be there for you. No, she's not. She is going to cheat on you. If you're not courting her the right way, if you're not treating her right, you know, let's be real about it.
Okay, and that's like the man who's not getting what he's getting from the woman. That's the thing.
That's why.
So
that's
a cop out. So how could it be a cop out when a man do it, but for the woman it's valid?
Because usually you don't have a basis for doing it. That's what we're saying. usually you don't have any basis.
No, if the woman, maybe the woman don't like to put her face in the pillow, and he got a problem with that. So he needs to go find somebody to put his face in the pillow.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. You need to go find someone else. So don't cheat on your lady. Just tell her, look, it's not working out.
And the lady should say, I'm not being courted right. I'm going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes we talk about being courted right. Y'all stop doing what y'all used to do to get us. Y'all fall into this little slut. And, oh, I got it now. I don't have to wire it down no more. I don't have to take her out no more. Y'all stop doing what y'all do when y'all got us. And
well, maybe you take off that nasty scarf and that house robe, I might go back to doing what I used to do.
Exactly.
Big, ugly, fluffy slippers. Them big, ugly, fluffy slippers.
And the granny panties.
And the granny panties.
The beauty culture is inside out. Because as long as you stay with that woman, she stay with you, you're going to get both going to get old. You
throw the granny panties away.
And you ain't going to be able to get it up like you used to, but she's still going to be there and love you anyway.
If you want your man to stay, go buy a box of thongs and burn all the granny panties.
Oh, my God. It's not about burning granny panties. It's how you get them off, Papa. It's how you get them off.
We need to go to the laundry with them. Let me tell you, when we go to the laundry and we got your granny panties, we doing all type of things with them. I'm letting you know, we slingshotting, we playing slingshots, we doing everything with them.
Bubble, no.
We trying to make a bag. We trying to make a laundry bag with your granny panties, you know, put some clothes in it, make a handle on it, make a purse.
I guess we could say that about your boxers, too.
Well, boxers, y'all like the boxers. Y'all know y'all do. Y'all like them boxers and the Michael Jordan, the jocks, you know, that Beyonce. Y'all like, we don't like granny panties. Y'all, you see, only thing y'all don't like on men, and men don't like it neither, is the tidy whities, you know? We don't like tidy whities. Y'all try to get us to wear the little tidy whities. Y'all be wondering, put on a little bikini or Tarzan stripe. You know, we like the boxers and the jocks, you know. We don't like them joints. And then y'all got them cotton. Then y'all had the nerve to get the cotton granny panties. Looking like a diaper. Looking like one of the niggas from Parliament. Remember when your man on Parliament, the one who's wearing the big diaper on the stage? How we supposed to want to mess with y'all? You come in the room looking like you down with Parliament.
And the coffee colored ones, too.
I guess, oh, my goodness.
I can't agree with that, but it still comes from, the love comes from the inside out, boo. It's not what's on the outside. Because as long as you live, ground is going to take a hole. You got to love the person for what's in, not what's out. Because what you see today ain't going to be there tomorrow, boo. But it's the love that comes from the inside out.
I ain't looking for tomorrow. I'm looking at you right now. Right
now,
y'all
bug me out. Come on. How many of y'all fellas think y'all that sexy for us? Like, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, it takes your woman to throw away that one pair of drawers that got the biggest hole in it that you'll wear like 1,000 times to your woman say, yo, I can't take it no more.
Come on. All a dude got to do is go in the shower.
Y'all sexy for us, so come on.
You know what we do?
I'm going
to tell you what we do to y'all. I'm going to tell you what we do to y'all. We'll make y'all want to go to bed with us. All we got to do is take a shower and come out the shower wet and with
you
the water
right.
dripping off us
absolutely
naked.
Absolutely right. Smelling
that's it. That's all it takes for y'all. Y'all be wet. Y'all be having a wet spot on the bed. That's all it takes for y'all.
I don't know about all that, but that turns
but see, y'all go in the shower and do all that. Then wrap your head with the big ugly turban. Then put on some ugly granny dress on. And come in with some big ugly socks and some ugly slippers that the hospital gonna give you when you had the baby. And you come in and you talking about, hello, baby, let's come in. You're like, what? Damn, like, looking like you coming
like
from cell block H.
What she look like.
Yo, you took in like cell block H, and I'm supposed to just want to just jump, like, you know? It's just not happening.
Don't even tie the robe. Be holding
don't
it closed.
Don't even tie the robe, you know?
Be holding it closed with one hand.
Then when I have something to, then for y'all, you gotta put that white stuff on your face. I'll be like, oh my God. Like, what are you thinking?
You had green eyes this morning. You had green eyes and long hair this morning. We go to bed. None of that's there. The hair and the eyes are gone. I don't even know who I'm with now. Y'all got too much stuff going on. Y'all take the hair all day. You looking sexy. Now look at where the hair at. What happened? You had the long hair. Now y'all wear butt pads. That's the setting. There's no way to wear the butt. The Brazilian butt pads. Y'all fooling us.
They got to make them bigger.
Y'all got girdles. Take off the girdle. Oh, shoot.
So come on. When the woman got on all that stuff, you definitely a turtle.
Then you
got
to hide all that. Because don't want to see no Brazilian butt pad on the floor. And then y'all leave your wig all around looking like a squirrel or a tarantula on the floor.
Get him, Stu.
Stay on like all
wig.
That stuff.
Get him, Stu.
Y'all be leaving stuff around. Like, y'all don't understand why we be mad. We come in the house, you lay in the bed, there's a big wig on the bed. Like, come on.
But listen, when you walking down the street with your lady, she looks good. So
yeah.
She has all that stuff to look good and compliment you.
Did she come home
you
and she got
how
a Caesar?
Money we spend trying to look good for y'all, and then you're going to complain?
But then when I come home, she got a Caesar. It just don't add up. She has your Beyonce outside, and now I come home, and she looking like Onyx. And it just don't add up. I'm like, what's happening?
Okay. That's love right there. You know how much love it is for her to know her secret?
Huh?
She loves you, that girl. That girl loves the mess out of you. She lets you in on her secret.
I love her too. But some secrets is, you know, some secrets is God. You know, I ain't know it was a secret. Tell me. Let me make the decision. You know, let me have a choice. Women, you know, that's why when we was younger, we never date a girl we meet on Easter. You never get serious with a girl you meet on Easter. You have to see her like five more times. Because you girls, you have your Easter outfit on, right? Then you go to the house again, she got the Easter outfit on again. If you go to the house two times and she got the Easter outfit on again, you know what you got, fellas.
Same for the fellas.
We're the same stuff every day, fellas. We're wearing white t-shirt and jeans every day and be straight. Women don't do that.
No,
that's
y'all
what
don't
fellas
be
do.
Straight. Y'all don't be straight. Y'all think
exactly.
Y'all straight. That's the problem.
Right.
Y'all not straight.
Yeah.
Y'all
exactly.
Think that looks cool. Y'all think that looks decent. No, it doesn't. No. You don't
that's
want to be straight.
That outfit
that
will be the first time
up.
For a different person. It's financial. It saves money on shopping.
Yeah, but we just said, but it's okay, but we just let y'all know. It just, maybe y'all could just put an extra couple of dollars and get the polo shirt or something, or a real t-shirt.
Exactly.
Listen, they got the shirt that looked like polo, the African dude. It looked just like polo, but it got all right. It don't got a horse. It got a dude on a goat. But you can't right. Tell if I, in the dark if I'm walking
right,
with
we'll
you.
Take that shirt.
You can't tell
that's
a man
that
riding a goat
t-shirt.
Playing polo, you know, not riding
I'll
a horse.
That shirt over the white t-shirt.
Just pronounce
women, y'all wear the fakest stuff. All of this store is called Regine.
Y'all
women know about that store?
Regine,
everything
no.
In Regine is fake.
It's not fake. It ain't about fake. It's just
Conway's,
not it's just not
Conway's. A woman can go, let me tell you something. With $35, a woman can go get shoes, a top, and a bottom, and a jacket with $35. Men can't do that.
Nah, you can't do all that.
But then y'all come to
no.
The man and ask for $5,000 for an outfit that costs y'all $35. And get mad at us if we buy something
that's
for our
it.
Car. Get mad at us if we go buy a dog. You get mad at us, we buy something that we like. If we buy a toy, a remote control car or something, you always get mad at us.
Oh, we buy a toy, we buy a toy.
Well, we spend the money on looking good for y'all, so what's the problem?
Looking good for us, y'all buy exercise machines y'all never use.
How do you know?
Y'all hang clothes up on them.
Maybe we don't want to sweat it for you. We wait till you go out and sweat
it.
Oh,
no. That exercise machine always got wet clothes on it.
You always got wet clothes on it. Laundry becomes a piece of laundry, a piece of furniture.
A laundry rack.
Yeah. We got the wig.
People come visit
on.
And sit on it. People come visit and be sitting
out.
On it. Like, yeah, you know, it's like a couch part of your house. Y'all work out with it for like 2 hours. Y'all buy a whole, women, y'all do that whole thing. Y'all buy the leotards, the sneakers, the whole outfit. The tape,
Yeah. Get your girlfriend to come over. Y'all do about 10 minutes of that. Woo, girl, yeah, this is it. We're going to do this again next week, and next week you never come.
Hey,
so that's why men cheat.
I'm saying that's part of, you know, because then we'll go look at channel, the Latin channel. Now,
uh-huh.
I don't mean to say it. Like, this is what men do. Look at the Latin channel and be like, damn, man. Look at Rosita. She really working out. Like, you know, you got the spandex.
That's where it comes still. You not happy.
Oh, please. That could be
no,
any channel.
Any channel could be, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm just trying to tell you the men's instinct. This is men that's not happy. I'm not saying they're not happy. This is young men. This is men that's not settled down yet. We kept saying this. When you're not settled down yet, these are the instincts that go through your body. We can't help it. It's genetic. It's every man has it. It's just something that comes with the attachment that God gave us, and it's part of our attachment.
The opposite sex. There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't have an attachment. Our attachment has its own brain. We can't tell it, yo, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. It doesn't do that. We can say, you know, we can say, don't go or don't grow, don't grow. Nah, it doesn't do that.
Okay, but you can have self-control. You don't have to actually go out and talk to another woman, because now you're being disrespectful if you have a woman.
Mm-hmm. You
know, now,
if you got a woman, you have self-control, you're happy.
Right, but regardless of whether you get excited or not, that doesn't mean you have to go and talk to another woman and sleep with her.
Yeah, but in order to make decisions, you need blood to go to your brain to make the decisions. Now, if the other had gets the blood from that moment. You can't think.
You can't think
is gone.
Because all of the blood
gone.
Yep.
And I got one more bomb to drop on y'all. Okay. We'll just use a technical term, the nut. Right? The professional term, the nut, right? It's like a hallucinogen. And fellas, yeah, I know y'all going to agree with me. Because somewhere in your lifetime, you've met a girl. You may have seen her before, and you didn't find her attractive. You may have even found her annoying. But when that hallucinogen kicks in, when your body is full of this substance, suddenly the girl is pretty, she's tolerable, all of her jokes are funny, and in your mind, you really believe you like this girl. You really believe it until you hit it and you bust a nut and it quickly releases that hallucinogen.
Like,
and when
all
of it is out of your body, you instantly realize you made a mistake and you did it under the influence. And now you have to figure your way out of it.
Exactly.
It's a hallucinogen.
I ain't gonna lie. That happens a lot of times. You know, it's real. Like, you know, you could want it so bad, and once you ink out, you'd be like, oh, damn, oh, okay,
like, why did I do this?
Wow, it's a mistake. It wasn't what I thought. This is not what I want.
But
you know?
You can't tell her that. Now you just
you can't tell her that.
Like,
I mean, but this is what's going through your mind.
Yeah.
No?
Hey, like, how do I get out of the house? I got to make up something. Like, I'm supposed to meet up with my boys later. Or, you know, I got to pick up my cousin. You got to make up some kind of excuse.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a hallucinogen. Any man who's not doing it anymore, he'll have the nerve.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's
exactly right.
Sad. That's sad. That's totally sad.
And if a dude tell you he did it because he's drunk, he's lying. That hallucinogen is already there, and that's all he needed. He ain't need no liquor.
But then that sounds like you have no self-control.
At some point, we don't. You know, it's just the truth we be telling you.
But that's not
good
to say.
You know,
so
listen.
The truth is, y'all cheat because y'all don't have self-control.
And you know what helps y'all, man?
Now, you
y'all
know
bleed
what?
Once
that's
a month and get rid of that stuff out of your system.
Right,
you know that, though?
And
that's what
helped out, too.
God made y'all, like, y'all got like a disposable garbage that get that out your system that comes once a month with y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all got things that was built in y'all that we don't have. We don't have none. That, when y'all do that
of
once
course.
A month,
so
y'all let out all that stuff that's built up in y'all, that once a month thing that y'all do.
No, we don't.
Y'all
let
turn
us,
groggy
and
mean
built up in
and,
us.
And, huh?
that once a month thing you do, you know, the lady thing that we don't have.
Auntie,
the lady thing that
flow.
We can't, that, you know, y'all flow, you know, it's like y'all call, it's like y'all cleaning your pipes or something, you know, I don't know. Flushing your tubes.
We don't have monthly maintenance.
I don't know, you know,
maintenance,
getting the oil check, something, I don't know.
We have to go through something.
We don't have that.
That's burden on us.
We don't have that. Y'all got an oil check every month. Y'all got an oil check to check your mileage every month till y'all stop oil checking. And see, then y'all can stop oil checking. And that's when it's over.
Y'all
got no more oil checks.
Y'all stop dripping. Y'all know that too, right? You know that the men stop too.
What, 90?
Like 90.
Like 90 years old, we start dripping. They're deaf. Nah, that's crazy.
Not, listen,
it's always a dirty old man.
Younger now, age.
It's always a dirty old man.
You see them commercials that be on TV all the time.
It's always a dirty. Yo, check this out. You watch Family Guy?
You want every second for the men. Y'all burning out.
You watch Family Guy?
It's
always a dirty old man. Hey, come
here,
little
crazy. I mean,
I'm just saying, it's always a dirty old man somewhere, boy. You always hear women. That old man is fresh. That old man is fresh. You know, you see the look at the nurses in the senior citizen home. You don't hear a male nurse in the senior citizen home saying that an old lady pinched him. But in the senior citizen home, the female nurse is always an old man trying to come at her.
Because you know that's how y'all get your ego.
We wait for our bath.
Wash that kid. Wash that kid.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Older women are like that, too.
Yeah, older women are definitely pinching the younger
men. I don't know. They don't be looking like they even breathing.
They're a little frisky, too.
But I ain't gonna lie, when I was younger, I did have this old lady, I was like 8 years old, that used to tell me to spin around and she used to put $20 in my pocket. Hey, I had to make a living, man. I had to get lunch from school. I had to do what I do. I would stop by the house every time before lunch and get my lunch, you know, spin around. You know, that's all I had to do.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
We find out you were
This is terrible.
Put it all for $20, right?
Hey, listen. I thought she thought I could dance good or something. She's like, spin around. So I just spin around.
Oh, you know what it was. Spin it out. Spin it out. Yeah. That's a quick $20. Oh, lady.
Around.
Oh no! You should show you the jump. Oh my God! You
was
molested.
Yes.
I wouldn't call it molested. When you enjoy it, it's not molested.
Oh, you was like running around for the old lady. Let me find
that. Little boys, unless it's a man, it's different. But when it's a woman, we're not getting raped. You know, that's why you see the little dude run away with the teacher. We run away and marry the teacher. We run away and propose to the teacher and get married to her. She take us on a trip.
No, little boys get raped too.
It's rape.
You know, I understand, but like when it's a female teacher, we'll keep a secret.
Did you see Antoine Fisher?
Well, come on, look how she looks.
It's not
like
that's
what
wind up.
That's
precious.
I mean, let Janet Jackson rape some little boy. He ain't telling nobody. Let Beyonce rape somebody. He ain't telling nobody.
We figure that out. A woman can only rape a male if she's ugly.
Oh my God.
He looks good. It's consent.
No, I'm sorry.
God, swear to God, if it's a pretty woman, it's not rape.
It's not true.
I don't
Come
think
on,
I want my 10-year-old son to be touched by an
innocent, and now you
don't
turn into a little freak, crazy guy.
If it's a pretty woman, it's not rape. She like me.
It doesn't matter. I don't want my 10-year-old son being touched by a 25-year-old, a 35-year-old. It doesn't matter how old she is.
Exactly. My 10-year-old son. No.
Listen, your 12-year-old son to be the man amongst his peers.
It doesn't matter.
He's sleeping with Mrs. Crabtree.
He can wait to be a man at his age. Put him there. Now at 12 years old, he's still supposed to be a little boy.
Listen,
right.
He's hitting it right at 12. You ever seen that movie back with
no,
Mario Van Peeple's father?
Like
and
you
this
see
is
that
where,
movie
and
with
this
Mario
where
Van
young
Peeple's
boys
father?
Get confused.
That's why they get confused. They don't know.
This is when little boys put it on the floor.
They get confused, and then they don't know how to treat a girl who
see,
is
all y'all
age.
Thinking like parent mothers right now. Y'all not thinking
yeah.
for real. A little
but
y'all thinking
true.
Like a mother. Like, oh, you ain't taking my baby across town. Your baby will be on a train across town. If Miss Crabtree sleeps with him, he will be up.
You
will have to get the, what's that alert they got that they say? Yeah, the answer, you have to get that, yeah. You have to put one of those out.
Yeah, you see
you let
I'm
somebody,
saying?
You let
you
a fine teacher sleep with your son, and he's about 12 years old, a fine teacher will put it on him. He ain't telling you nothing. He going to the boys' club every day.
Yeah, and now your son
going
to be crazy.
He's going to be crazy.
He's going to
be the man. He's going to be the crazy. I ain't gonna be crazy because he's gonna
think women
lady.
Have issues. He's gonna
want
think
his
that.
No more. She gets
exactly.
Listen, that's not.
Right.
Y'all think we care about that
shoot
stuff?
Up the whole
that y'all think we care about that? That's not gonna make me shoot up the whole school. Me not
exactly.
getting that gonna make me shoot up the whole school.
<She, laughs>
me not getting not getting no attention. And you hurt my feelings, and you didn't go with me to prom, and you went out with that other guy. Those are things that make me shoot up the prom.
So why would he shoot up the school when he's already shooting up the teacher?
He's getting the teacher. He's the man. You hitting the teacher, you the school monitor. You running through the hallway. You participating in everything in the school, every event. You a usher. You everything the teacher needs.
Okay, but he's not supposed to be skeeting at 12, this older
you
woman.
You swilling on other dudes.
Like that lady who now got two kids by the little 12-year-old.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. She went to jail, he waited for her and married her.
Listen, he's psychologically messed up right now.
He ain't psychologically, he graduated.
Yeah, he's stuck with her old ass man with two kids.
He graduated, though.
She tricked him. That's all. She tricked him, and now he's
living
his
life.
He's
probably
like he's
cheating
happy.
On her right now.
Huh?
Exactly.
He's probably cheating on her right now.
He's out there cheating on her.
Yes,
well,
he
he's about
her.
Well, now she's about 90, and he's about 27. So yeah, I guess he is cheating on her. Yeah, she would be cheating on him, but, you know, he's sitting comfortable with some insurance money heading his way, you know what I'm saying, eventually. So, I think he's made a nice little lifetime decision, you know.
That was an investment.
She don't have no money now, that teacher done lost her job.
Yeah, but she worked enough to get Social Security, man.
Now
believe that.
Now your taxes is taking care of him.
She got Social Security.
He got a messed up life.
Money coming
all.
Let me tell you something. Money come from all. A woman's money can come from all type of organization.
You are crazy.
That's like Oprah. If any of my boys was dating Oprah, he couldn't even cheat on Oprah because I would squeal on him. Because he's messing it up for the whole race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you cheat on Oprah, you bringing us back 400 years, homeboy. That's how I would tell my boy. Like, yo, no. We all set you messing with Oprah. Go to your house. You know what I'm saying? We'd be.
Say
I'm a type
so
of homeboy.
Boy.
Well, I'll be going to get him. Like, yo, son, come on, come home, man. You know Oprah waiting for you, man. I'm going to bring you home. And, oh, Yo, Cat, wouldn't you be the same way with another homeboy?
You know what I'm saying? Using her for something.
Yo, Russell, wouldn't you be the same way?
Yeah,
I would.
Even
if he don't want Oprah. He don't even want Oprah. He better come.
No, the point is, you with Oprah, we all right. All of us. All the homeboys is right. We going to the nice golf course. We chilling. We doing everything right. You know what I'm saying?
Because she got money.
Huh?
You don't cheat on a woman with money.
Listen, man. You don't cheat on Oprah, man. You don't cheat on. That's like you see Bobby. You see brothers like Bobby, like you know, she Bobby messed up with Whitney, yo, a little bit. You know, you were supposed to, but Bobby never cheated on Whitney. You ain't hear about Bobby cheating on Whitney. until it was over.
I heard about Stanley cheating on Oprah.
Yeah, you heard about Bobby cheating on Whitney years ago.
Years ago, but you know, she woke up and seen his bank account. Like, hold up, let me keep this real.
I
will stay in the house.
So what you mean, don't cheat on Oprah?
He cheated on Oprah. His boy squilt on him.
Uh-huh.
That Oprah found out. I tell you, he cheated on Oprah.
Yeah, with his hairdresser. He cheated with his hairdresser. Which happened to be another man and not a woman.
Another man? Well, see, that's a different story. Stedman got his own issues. That's a different story. He's not in the same boat as us. Stedman was there to get his nails and his feet done. He wanted to be a BBF instead of be her man. He was on the wrong boat. He tried to be a BBF. He wasn't trying to be her man. He ended up a man. See, if she would have went to the hood and got her somebody like Saquon, she wouldn't have to worry about that. Because Saquon would have been in the backyard chilling. He would never even left the grounds, man. You ain't got to leave me. I'm not even leaving the grounds of the house. It's no necessary. I got somebody bringing my weed to me. It's no necessary for me to even leave the fort.
He would have been cheating, too.
Huh?
He would have been cheating, too.
But if you're cheating, come on, you can cheat with class, man. You can cheat overseas with Oprah.
What you want to do?
Huh?
What's
let me tell you something.
Let
me tell you, man. With Oprah, man, you could. But she got enough money that you could talk her into stuff. All right, listen, man. Let's just go see the same people Michael Jackson see and just fix your face a little bit. Just do a little stuff. She was doing it because she was going big weight, little weight, big late. One time, Stedman wanted a big woman. She was a big woman. Another time, he wanted a little woman. She's a little woman. Went the big woman back again. She became a big woman again.
Yeah,
and, you know, I guess she couldn't keep up with it. That's what he did, you know.
Oh,
I know about
the
man. I
think Stedman has his own insecurities because, first of all, Oprah is a billionaire. He's a businessman. Is he a billionaire? I don't think so.
No.
But see, we don't care about that.
That's
like that
we care about
that.
It.
Huh?
She's a high-profile woman.
They still got her.
Huh?
He doesn't
like convenience.
He doesn't like Oprah. He's just Oprah friend. We just don't know.
Well, wasn't Robin Givens with Mike Tyson for convenience?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
How do you take
but
me on
Mike
TV,
Tyson
right?
Knew it
I'm
he liked
stuff.
It,
you, she set him up. She got him there and said he beat me.
He did. He admitted.
But they come on the show to talk about he beat her. They came on the show to talk about a movie they were supposed to be doing, and then she slipped it in. He beat me on television.
No. When they were married, he beat her up.
It was on television because he beat her.
Right.
He never
said
he did.
Why she ain't say when Eddie Murphy beat her?
Eddie Murphy?
I never heard of Eddie Murphy beating her.
See, I don't know.
I didn't even know they went out.
She went out with everybody.
I knew they went out. I knew she went out with Eddie Murphy.
See?
I'm
just joking with y'all. Y'all like, well, look at that. See, that's how women is. Look at that. I just do y'all some bait. I just want to show y'all how women is. I never knew Eddie Murphy beat her. He beat her. Y'all didn't even know about
Kelly. No, I didn't say that. I said I knew they were dating, but I never knew them to beat her.
No, he didn't beat her.
Eddie Murphy is not—he's never been known to be the domestic violence type.
No, he's just known to be with the females. That's it. But not
exactly.
Just, man,
they had
to be
a mutual agreement. They wasn't even together like that.
He wasn't together with nobody. She was an opportunist.
She's
an opportunist.
She had a few in the world.
She's like Superhead.
Superhead wasn't an opportunist. She was just a prostitute. There's a difference.
Exactly.
She brought Bobby Brown in her house just to record him sleeping. That was an opportunist. She took an opportunity.
Well, that's dumbass Bobby Brown's fault. He shouldn't have been at her house. He's married. What are you doing at her house?
Exactly.
You know why he's
he
at her house?
With
her name is Superhead. That's why he was at her house.
Okay, but that's not even the point.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is. Hold it there. He threw away millions for Superhead. That's the thing about that. Y'all don't think with the thing. Y'all think with the wrong thing. Now.
Right.
He was on the couch.
There's no brain up top. There's no brain on the couch.
He was on the couch. He was on the couch.
And ask him, would he do it again?
You know, everybody's mad at Superhead. Oh, Superhead told on me. Well, I recall you were the one that was married. You got a wife. You ain't got no business being with Superhead and sending her money for nothing, none of her services. So if she told on you, good for you. That's your call.
But now, she said she wasn't going to tell. She lied.
She lied. And if
she
was kiss and tell.
She didn't
when
lie.
When a man kiss and tell, we wrong, though. When a man kiss and tell, we wrong, though. Yeah.
Oh well.
I don't understand. It's a double standard with women. Women don't. Y'all don't like men. Or white kiss and tell. I don't like men that kiss and tell. But when y'all kiss and tell, it's all right.
Last time I checked, there were no male prostitutes kissing and telling about any female celebrities. But if that happened, cool.
Look at Monica
Lewinsky.
Because Monica Lewinsky.
Kiss and tell go totally different.
Monica Lewinsky, she saved. She went and took the cleaners and saved the sperm on the suit. Now, is that
she's
not an opportunity?
Disgusting.
She saved
okay,
the sperm for a court case.
Yeah, all right.
Like she said.
That was crazy.
Women will go. I'm telling you, it's, you, women, when y'all go low. Look at Love and Hip Hop.
What about it?
Look all the,
exactly.
You got about four women on there. I mean, if you look at every women's show right now, I mean, I ain't going to lie. They say this attack on women.
They
I,
all
war
angry
because
of the men they
were. Wait a minute. What about Love and Hip Hop?
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of girls in there that they almost the same thing as Basketball Wives. You're not really with the guy.
Really?
You won't face the fact that you're not really with the guy. All the signs is in your face. Everything, you're sitting there getting drunk with your friends and telling you everything that this and this and this and this and this and this and that, and you just refuse to see it.
Okay, but we know that.
And you learn to accept,
yeah,
and
the
then it comes, you learn to accept that he's the king.
That he
then they
her.
Accept that he's the king. See, there it goes where the money and the power make you understand that he's the king because you understand the fact that he could be in the club with a bunch of women around him, and you affect that you accept that comes with his turf.
Not,
so then now you're
accepting
the king thing again.
Well, this is
I
what
mean,
I agree with as far as that Love and Hip Hop show is concerned because this is what I said from the beginning. When I saw the first episode, people was driving around in Aston Martins and Bentleys, and this is why they can't leave, because they got the taste of the glamorous life and nobody wants to leave. So these type of women, this is the problem why men will cheat and they'll keep doing it, because you got women like that that will stay with them because they feel that, okay, well, he has power, he has money, he has whatever, so I'm going to stick around because I'd rather not work or I'd rather walk around in Christian Louboutins or whatever the case.
Or you love
so,
the status that you are. You love the status
exactly.
as that baller's
exactly.
woman.
Exactly.
There you
exactly.
go. The king
and that's basically,
agreement,
and that's basically
so,
every drug dealer, every
money,
drug kingpin's girlfriend in history.
But this is what I'm saying.
Every mafia
if
man,
we,
every mafia
if
boy,
don't let them get
boy's
away
wife.
With it, they can't do it. And that's
every model.
Link.
So it's the woman's fault.
So look
no,
at Kamari,
it's not just the woman's fault because they
Simple.
Have to be a willing participant. But what I'm saying is, you know, there are circumstances where, you know, if we're not letting them get away with it, they can't do it. But they're just doing it just to be doing it because they know that they can,
mm-hmm.
and that's the bottom
mm-hmm.
line. And a lot of them have insecurities too. You know,
oh,
they're
right.
insecure about a lot of things, and this is why they have mm-hmm. to have a million women around them just to show that
mm-hmm.
they're some type of great man. When they ain't got much going for them.
Exactly.
So that's the point right there. I mean, really, they do it because they can.
I don't know, man. I just believe that we're kings and, you know, comes back from genetics. And, you know.
Kings don't have nothing to do with it. You don't walk around with a crown on your head 24/7.
No, it's in my body. It's genetic. My crown is in my body. Your crown is in the possession that your father left you, you know? That's the thing. See, your mother can't leave you what our fathers leave us with. And that's what makes us a king. That's what makes, this is like the lion's mane. The lion has a mane and a female lion doesn't. It's always a different thing in the male species of everything, genetically. It's just the truth. And I see, I got y'all quiet because I just said something deep to y'all, right?
No, I
just said something deep
to
y'all.
I want to understand because
I'm like, just like, if you look at each animal, that the male is always bigger than the female. If you buy, the male will have a different type of mane, or the male will, his colors will change, or the female colors will change, or he has a certain type of call, you know what I'm saying? Or he has horns. He has something that always shows that he's the king. There's the deer, and the other deer looks like a reindeer. It doesn't have horns. It's the male deer with the big horns. I'm just telling y'all, it's always,
the lion is the hunter.
Because he takes care of the family. That comes back to taking care of the family. But the king sits on his throne. The king sits on a rock and just. But the king sits on a rock and guards against everything. He guards against everything. The bear, he does the same thing. The gorilla, he does the same thing.
But
every
man does have his role. He is supposed to be forefront in front of his family. He's supposed to have his chest out. I agree with you with that. And they don't have nothing to do with
it. It's just, I'm just trying to say the dominance in the male species is what it is. We are a dominant species. We must dominate. We are raised, if you come from a real male family and all the males is macho, you are raised to be dominant. You know, now you got all you women trying to be like, no, you need to see your inner feelings, and oh, you need to be special. That's you trying to stop our dominance, so you can be equal with us.
No, we're not. It's a time and a place for you to soften up. You can't just be
The dominance is the swagger and what keeps the world going around.
No.
I think y'all got it. I'm gonna start a class. For women.
You better start a male class.
No, I'm going to start a class for women for y'all to understand.
You're not understanding.
Hey,
yo,
I got a question, though.
You know why y'all cheat.
Go ahead,
Kat. I got a question. Now, what happened to Russ?
That's what I was wondering.
I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still here. I'm going to continue it on my show, so I'm just listening to it. No, she left.
She went out.
I'm still here. I'm making sure you was all right.
Yeah, you know me. Drinks on Russ. I'm in the corner right now. Well, I mean, actually, you know, this show was supposed to be a half hour, and it almost went.
We did an hour and a half, didn't we? Two?
Oh, 2 hours so far right now, like almost, you know. So that's a deep topic. I mean, we was killing the women for 2 hours straight, so you want to let them win this last little half hour?
I know you want it. You just keep
selfish. I'll be talking to y'all selfish.
All of excuses.
Excuses.
So, you know what we'll do? So you as the owner, me as the producer, so that's the two kings. The domination. We're gonna have to let it go over to the woman who actually it is her show. I think it's up to her if she would like to end the show at this point. We'll play some music. Well, what do you want to do, Mimi? I mean, it is your show.
Well, I don't really want to end. That's right.
Why? Because I was losing. Because y'all was losing, Mimi?
No, we have some ground to cover, and I don't think we're losing because you really couldn't explain to us really why you cheat besides being a king, you know.
I think that's
the best answer.
Besides
being a king and, you know, male dominance, really, what reason do you have?
What else do you need?
Exactly. Why do you cheat? Just because you're the king?
What else do you need?
That's why they cheat.
Okay, look, you know what?
Just because I'm David King, so they're supposed to cheat. That's it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
It seems like y'all starting to get it.
No, but it's not that we get it, it's that we try to love it. That's what's happening in the world right now. That's it.
As a man, as the man, as the producer, I'm going to make the call to end this because it was definitely great. I mean, this was real good because we got hosts from – you got a whole week of hosts in one night for real juicy topic that just – we would have to do this for like – an hour marathon, and we probably still wouldn't get resolved. But I think I got the perfect song to end this night, and on behalf of DJ Big Stu, Mimi from Hot Talk, K Nicole from Ladies Night, Russ from Drinks on Russ, and Mama Kim,
yes.
We're gonna say good night to this
good
song.
Night, good night. Thanks for having us. This is fun.
No problem.
Try this beef soup.